Hello and welcome. This is a dark fantasy. A fantasy of being my pimped out online whore. A dark fantasy of not just exposing yourself on the internet, being nothing more than porn for strangers out there. Something that random people can use to get off at any time they want. But also doing it not because you are a slut, you are empowered in your decision and sexually free, but because you are my brainwashed and trained, pimped out internet whore, and you are doing your job making money for me. And as if that is still not enough, then sending your pimp the porn you made and showing how you made the money, and sending 51% of the money just to show that you have less right to the money that you have made by selling yourself, your body, and your dignity. And if that's not the kind of fantasy that you want to have stuck deeply into your mind, lodge deeply into your sexuality and coming out every time you are masturbating or horny, I suggest turning this file off right now. Otherwise, you will fantasize about becoming my pimped out online whore. This is your time to flee. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're still here. That says something about you, doesn't it? Lay back, whore. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. Relax. Now, this file is a little bit different. We are going to do an induction soon. And afterward, once I put this fantasy deep into your mind, you are permitted to pleasure yourself, to masturbate, if you so desire. And I'm sure I don't need to tell you that all the pleasure you create will just drive the fantasy that much deeper into your mind and into your sexuality. So it's always there, always ready when you are horny. So lay back, close your eyes, and let's begin.
And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a collar. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect collar for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this collar. And this collar is your perfect collar. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that collar, your collar, your perfect collar, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. and I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you are going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17, as you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guides them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are in a really deep and relaxing trance and falling deeper and deeper and ever deeper into my control, with every word I say, now it's time. Time to talk about a dark little fantasy. And if you are here, you should know that some fantasies are meant to become real, and some fantasies are simply meant to stay fantasies, to stay in your mind, to tease you every day, to arouse you, to drive you mad with desire. Now, the dark fantasy we are talking about today is a fantasy of being my
pimped out web whore. That's right. That idea gets you tingling, doesn't it? Because it's not just the idea of becoming nothing more than porn for people out there, having them watch you, use you to get off. Even though that idea alone makes you tingle, doesn't it? The idea of being reduced to porn, of knowing every moment of your life that somebody could be getting off on you right now, right this second. That once you have the porn released, you will never know, no matter what you're doing in your life, if you are being used by someone to get them off right this second. No, it's even better, because once you have done it, once you have reduced yourself to porn, objectified yourself, and yes, you know it's true. I mean, think about it. When you watch porn, do you see people or do you see something that gets you off? Exactly. And that's what you become too when you become porn. But no, that's not all. After that objectification, after being reduced to porn, then you come and you pay me 51% of your income, just as a reminder that you are a pimped out online whore. That's right. Or your audience may think that you are an empowered little slut and you're just sex positive and enjoying it. And hey, you probably do, you little slut, don't you? The thought turns you on after all. But the real reason why you are doing it, and you will know it, is because you are a nicely trained and brainwashed little online whore. Now look at what that does to you, you little slut. Yeah, you really like the thought, don't you? To be a well-trained online whore. To sell your body for me. To become nothing more than porn to make money for your pimp. Just a little online whore. Knowing that once you put yourself out there, once you become porn, your life will change. Just think about it. How it would feel if you know at any point in your life somebody could be masturbating to you right now, could be using you as nothing more than a masturbation aid, as a thing to help them to get off. And you have no idea who. Guys, women, young, old, fit, ugly, beautiful, you don't know, because you are just porn. You are just an online whore. And to them, you are nothing more than a masturbation aid. And you don't even know how many people are getting off on you right now. One person, or two, or five, or ten, you never know. Because once you've put yourself out there, you have reduced yourself to nothing more than porn. And you don't have a say anymore in whom you're helping to get off, or how many people use you at any given time. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you are doing, no matter who you are talking with, you will never know how many people are getting off on you. Just think about it. Always having that knowledge in the back of your mind. And then having the whole fucking deal sweetened by the knowledge that you are not exposing yourself because you have decided to do so, because you are sexually empowered, because you are a slut, or because you wanted to put yourself out there. Oh no, you put yourself out there because you are my pimped out online whore. This is not an empowered decision. You are simply a fucking whore doing your job, making money for me. Just imagine it, whore. Just imagine sending me my 51% and confirming the reality that you are not strong, that you are not empowered, that this is not your decision, that you are simply a whore doing your job. And that you accept the simple fact that I deserve a bigger cut of the money that selling your body, your privacy, your dignity has made you than you do, because you are just a filthy whore. My little online whore. Because I have created this identity within your mind. I own it. I own you, whore. You are my whore. I'm your motherfucking pimp, you stupid whore. And you work for me. You sell your body for me. And don't tell me that doesn't make it better. That it doesn't make the thought of reducing yourself to nothing more than porn. Nothing more than a masturbation aid for random strangers on the internet, even hotter knowing you are doing it as my whore, my pimped out whore, and you are working for me, for your pimp, because you are a whore. Yeah, I know, little whore. I know what you're thinking. I know what turns you on. And it gets even better, little whore. Because I'm your pimp. And when you sent me my 51%, you also sent me whatever porn you have made to make that money. Because of course you want to show your pimp. You want to show me exactly what you have done. How you have turned yourself into nothing more than porn for strangers on the internet to get off on, to make money for me, because you are my fucking online whore. Yeah, think about it, whore. Imagine it, because you are gonna find that this fantasy, this dark fantasy, will be stuck in the back of your mind, always ready to be there when you are horny. Oh yeah, these thoughts, this dark little fantasy of being my online whore, of being pimped out by me, this will stay with you. This will come back to you every time you masturbate, every time you're horny. It will invade your mind, it will pounce on you. And you will get lost in this fantasy of being my pimped out online whore. Of being used and reduced. Reduced to nothing more than porn. Then used by all kinds of strangers online as a masturbation aid. As something that helps them to get off. And also being used by your pimp to make money for me. And being reduced into nothing more than my online whore. The perfect fantasy to get stuck in your mind. Always there to tease you and arouse you. A nice little fantasy that will take on a life of its own. as it slowly grows inside of your mind, as you add more and more details, as it becomes more and more your personal fantasy, as you fill in all the flavors that make it even harder for you, like what kind of porn you like to do, in what filthy ways you want to expose yourself, or imagining what kind of people use you as nothing more than a masturbation aid. And as it grows within your mind, it will become more and more something that controls you, that is always there to entice you, to seduce you with fantasies of being my pimped out online whore. A dark little fantasy, a dark secret for you to carry around, something to really turn you on, to tease you, but also to torment you with unspeakable desire. So have fun having this fantasy stuck in your mind, my little pimped out online whore. Now, little whore, just to make sure that you are completely and totally back, I'm gonna count you out from 1 to 10. And with each number, you will wake up again. And with each number, this fantasy will sink deeper into your mind, deeper into your sexual fantasies, getting stuck there, becoming a part of you, arousing you, teasing you. Every time you are aroused, it will be there. So are you ready to come back? Ready to have this fantasy permanently lodged within your sexual desires? Then let's wake you up. 0. Go a little bit deeper, and now that this fantasy will become a part of you. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake with every number. 3. More and more alert. 4. More awake, coming back more and more. 5. You're halfway there. Already alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles built up inner tension again. Your muscle tone returning. And 7. Take a deep breath for me and let it out. And 8. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, completely waking up. And 9. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and you will be wide awake again and completely back in the here and now. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back.